Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're joined today by our honorary pace car driver, Mr. Anthony Sherman of the Kansas City Chiefs, best fullback in the league. Anthony, what are we looking forward to most today?
Having the opportunity to drive that pace car in front of all those the other cars. Big NASCAR fan, so I'm always watching it, and I get the opportunity to start the race, so pretty excited.
That's going to be a great deal. Is this you've been to multiple races thus far?
Yeah, I want to say this is my fifth race down here. Luckily, last year I ended up coming to the spring race and the fall, so it worked out that we played a Thursday night game, had the weekend off. So as much racing as I can get in, I try to make it to.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to open it up to questions here. Brett?
Brian, SpeedwayDigest.com. Do you have any personal connections with any of the drivers?
I actually met Kyle Larson last year, my favorite driver. I got a jersey for him with his name, my number, 42. Met a couple of his pit guys last year as well, so we became close friends with them. Mike Metcalf, who's the gas man for Larson, he ended up coming to the San Diego game last year, that Saturday night. So that was the night that we did the pit stop for him in the end zone after Tyreek, so he was in the crowd.
I just wanted to follow up on that. The celebration that you guys did last year was because you had just been here?
I'm a big NASCAR fan, and then he was actually in the crowd. So we decided, a trainer of mine, Evan Kraft, big NASCAR fan as well, he said, you know, it would be funny if you guys did a pit stop. And easily for me, knowing NASCAR, I was like, I got organized with everyone and then figured out what everyone wanted to do, and we ended up pulling it off pretty good.
The Chiefs this year, I mean, got Sammy Watkins that you added this year, Patrick Mahomes under center. What do you think offensively you guys are capable of this year?
The ceiling is very, very high for us. You know, if we go out there and execute and do the things that we're capable of doing on offense, and having Coach Reed and Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, and just when they start dialing things up and we sit in that room, we're like, okay, this is going to be some fun stuff this year. And they got a great mind for football and moving guys around and just doing some fun things and making it enjoyable for us to go out on Sundays.
You just mentioned about that touchdown celebration. What goes into those? And also, have you been working with Kyle Larson about doing one if he wins here tonight?
I haven't talked to Kyle about doing one, but I think he's got something probably already planned out if he comes from the back and wins. But I'll be excited to just watch some good racing tonight. Usually it happens on Fridays. Guys will goof off, you know, on the sideline and dance a little bit and try to figure out what they're going to do if they score. That one actually came to us a couple hours before the game. So we tried to do it in the locker room and try to figure it out, and ended up, it worked out pretty good.
What game was that?
San Diego game.
San Diego.
Oh, sorry. The L.A. Chargers, whatever it is. The Chargers, I'll say that.
Talk about your driving career. Were you a speeder growing up? Did you drive fast? What are your thoughts on that?
I haven't driven fast. I try to stay, you know, close to the speed limit. But it was fun out there today to, you know, do a couple of practice laps, and then he let me go a little bit and have some fun on the racetrack. The fastest I go is when I play my NASCAR video game. That's about it.
What role in a pit crew would you be best suited for?
I'd like to say Jackman. In case the jack doesn't work, I'll try to deadlift the car.
A couple for you. Those cars are pretty tiny. You're a pretty big guy. How awkward is that getting in and out of that thing?
The Camry wasn't bad. I've gotten into one race car, and it was quite difficult getting out. Not so much getting in, but trying to finagle your way to get out of the car is a tricky situation.
And then lastly, I guess, what really got you into NASCAR? Was it just always like a thing? I mean, it's not like a very, like, not everybody's sport, but I feel like when people are a fan of NASCAR, it's something that got them there. There's a niche, or it's wrecks. I don't know what you like to do.
I want to say my sophomore year in college, we were down at the Meineke Car Care Bowl, and I got to do a driving experience where we were the passenger at Charlotte Speedway. And ever since then, it was just like, well, this isn't just, you know, turn left and drive around in a circle like everyone thinks. There's a lot to it. And then coming here over the years, you know, seeing the pit crew and seeing how much strategy goes into a race and the crew chief and everything, it was one of those things where it's like, okay, this is a legit sport, and it's like, it's crazy to think of how much pressure those guys are in driving with going, you know, 190 miles an hour with 30 cars out there, and they're driving this close, and the strategies that go into the pits, the tires, the gas, and figuring out when to pit and everything else, it's pretty crazy.
Sorry, one more for you. I didn't want to bring up football because I know you're probably trying to keep it out of your head until it comes up. Last year you had the great outfit coming into, I think it was training camp, with the overalls and the boots.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was anything else underneath that. I don't need to know. You have any idea what's going to be this year? You got a wardrobe coming up?
No, not yet. Usually get around my buddies back at home in the next couple of weeks when we get some time off before training camp. We'll sit around and we'll try to figure it out, see what would be funny, and I'll go out and buy the stuff and pull it off.
Talking about the things, the strategies, and it's not just turning left. And do the guys in the locker room understand that when you talk about NASCAR? Do they give you a hard time, or do you kind of show them that it's not just turning left, that there's strategy and teamwork and things like that?
You know, it helps being able to get, you know, Kelly Hall does a great job of setting us up here and taking care of us and having us be able to get, you know, the hot passes, the garages and everything. And one time these guys come down and see this stuff from their point of view, they become fans, and there's about, I want to say, 15 guys at the RV right now. So we got a good showing tonight, and hopefully we can see some good racing.
Hi, Kathy Sheldon for NASCAR.com. Kyle Larson has a brand new baby. Do you as well?
Excuse me?
Do you have a new baby as well?
I do,
and
yes.
Kyle too,
yes,
so.
My wife, we had our third child, a baby girl, Remy, Wednesday early morning at 1:36 a.m.
So, baby Larson, your baby? They're going to have to be friends.
I would like to say that they'd have to be friends. Well, maybe we'll have to schedule a play date here in the next couple of years.
All right. Also, one other question. So technology has become increasingly important and present in racing. How does that compare to football?
Well, I think just, you know, stuff that you guys, you don't see as a fan on TV is these pit crews study their film right after they're done with a pit stop to see where they made a mistake. Just like us, you know, we get those iPads on the sideline that instantly see a play, you know, 30 seconds after coming off the field, and you can see exactly what that defense did. They can see exactly what they did. It's either a tire, a lug nut, or something that they need to figure out and tighten up, or, you know, quicker, anything. It's just technology these days is crazy to see. You can get instant feedback on sports that need that instant feedback to go out there and succeed.
Do we have any other questions for Anthony Sherman? Brett?
So I kind of asked this question for the last couple of years now. You get to choose one of your teammates, any teammate, to sit in a passenger side of a race car to take hot laps around here. If you could choose one teammate, who would it be and why?
One teammate. I'm probably going to get in trouble. I don't know. That's a good one, especially on the spot. I mean, if I got a heads up, maybe I'd have a little time to think about it. I don't know if I'd want Kelsey. He might be trying to, you know, yell different things at me and freak me out when I'm trying to drive. I'd probably say, you know, Gary Dieter. He came last year. He was the only teammate that ended up staying in town for that weekend. He came to the fall race. He's got a buddy that pits for Austin Dillon, so I think he's a NASCAR fan, so I think he would really, really enjoy sitting there.
Do we have any other questions? All right. Well, Anthony, thank you. Hopefully you have a great time tonight, and best of luck this season.
Thank you.